With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Kentucky, at a news conference, Governor Andy Beshear says the Kentucky River rose to near record levels in Frankfort.
4 days of severe storms have brought devastation to so many communities across our Commonwealth. We've had search and rescue teams working around the clock to support these communities.
Flooding worsened across the U.S. South and Midwest, threatening communities already waterlogged and badly damaged by days of heavy rain and storms that have killed at least 20 people. Forecasters warn the flooding could persist for days, especially in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama. Today, the severe weather risk moves into northern Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Damaging winds are seen as the biggest threat, but an isolated tornado cannot be ruled out. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump shows no signs of easing his tariff plan despite deep losses in global financial markets. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the latest in this report.
With markets crashing, the president doubled down on his trade policy, writing on social media that he is not going to bend. And he told reporters,
"Sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something."
But some influential financial leaders are worried about the potential consequences. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon warned of higher inflation. And billionaire investor Bill Ackerman, who is pro-Trump, said we are heading for a self-induced economic nuclear winter. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu meeting with President Trump in Washington, becoming the first foreign leader to visit Trump since he unleashed tariffs on countries around the world. Whether Netanyahu's visit succeeds in bringing down or eliminating Israel's tariffs remains to be seen. But how the meeting plays out could set the stage for how other world leaders try to address the new tariffs. This is SRN News. A military chaplain wins a religious freedom battle.
Russell Truby was reprimanded by the Department of Veterans Affairs for delivering a Christian sermon at a hospital in Pennsylvania. But now the VA, under President Trump's direction, has rescinded the reprimand, announcing that chaplains are free to preach sermons with explicitly Christian content at VA facilities. New VA Secretary Doug Collins says his department will uphold the statutory and constitutional rights of military chaplains. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
USA Fencing has disqualified a fencer from a women's tournament in Maryland after she refused to face an opponent who was a man. Stephanie Turner was competing in a USA Fencing sanctioned regional tournament at the University of Maryland. Online video shows her taking a knee in protest before her match and then being shown a black card by an official and disqualified for the remainder of the event. This is SRN News. Correspondent Marcella Sanchez reports on the death of a second child linked to measles in West Texas.
Texas has reported a second child has died from a measles-related illness. On Sunday, a spokesperson for UMC Health System in Lubbock, Texas, said the child was unvaccinated and had been receiving treatment for measles complications. An unvaccinated child in the state died in February. It was the first measles-related death in the U.S. in a decade. West Texas alone has almost 500 measles cases, and nationwide, it's double the number of cases reported in 2024. There's been an uptick in measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination rates, but health officials say it's not as high as they would like, especially since studies show the outbreak could go on for several more months or up to a year. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has traveled to Texas to comfort the family after the second school-age child who was not vaccinated died from measles-related illness. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.